Taiwan special, episode 3 of the week. This should be going out on Thursday. Okay, I'm Jesse Steele, and I wear many hats, and I'm supposed to be saying this in the podcast special because I'm still into formatting. You know, formatting. I get in a format, and I do my formats, and I'm still sorting all this out, but I've got the all podcast here. I do these two column things, and I read them. And then I've got the announcements podcast, and I've got the point. I've got all these different things that I do, and I don't know how to stop because format's important. So people get some sort of, people can know what they're getting. I mean, McDonald's food has been getting better recently, but for years it was really bad. It was just, you know, so ordinary, but people knew what to expect. The bathroom was located in the same place almost all the time. They have regulation on how high to cut the grass. Like, you go to McDonald's, some things will be a little bit different, but some things will be exactly the same. And there's something, you know, format is very powerful. It's quality and content that brings people in, but it's format that keeps them coming back because they don't want to have to go through a learning curve every time they enjoy something that they've decided that they like. And sometimes not having to go through the learning curve is more important than enjoying the thing. Than the quality of it. People want to be not disturbed. They want to get their food and go back to their lives. They want to go to work. They want to go home. They want to see their kids. They want to see their boss. They want to see their employees. They want to make the world. They want to do what they're doing in life and not have to spend time to learn all over again how to eat just because every single restaurant's different. So, you know, so format is a thing. And so, this is random multi-hat stuff that would normally go into the earlier podcast. Well, no, see, the podcast weekly is my announcements, but these are some things that, okay, I'm just going to say this. All right. Thank you. I kind of feel like Tony, don't you think I could do Tony Stark here? A famous man once said, we create our own demons. Now, I don't know who said it, but he said, and then I said it, and I said it so that I could be the famous for the, wait, okay, wait, I'm off the point here. Sometimes I feel like it, and it's, you know, it's question for you. Isn't mass media too overly polished? Isn't it? Isn't there too much niceness and everything so formal, and isn't there too much of that? Where's the reality? Buddy was telling me, Jesse, just talk about whatever, you know. People grab their webcam and they're more famous than these polished, powdered up, you know, makeup powder anchors and reporters on the TV. And they're just using their webcams and their phones. Some of the, you know, the book, called The Best Camera is the One You Have. This week, speaking of polishing stuff, I don't know that I need to talk about this. There was an old website that I had this week that was using a Tesseract theme, and these guys were using Beaver. I don't know if you know about this with WordPress. So pardon the geekery, but Beaver Builder was a WordPress plugin a long time ago. And I don't know if there's something applicable about this, but WordPress was the basic software. And then you can extend it with these add-ons to make it do more stuff. It's the adding functionality, I suppose. You can make it do more things by getting more things. But WordPress itself wasn't really ultra beautiful. And so there was this theme and a plugin, which there's two types of things, you know, there's the paint job and then there's like the rims, you know, you got themes and plugins, different things, so to speak. I'm trying to explain this as fast as I can. And there was this Tesseract theme and then there was this Beaver Builder plugin, and that would make WordPress into the ideal landing web page. Yeah, you know how the internet's become boring. Every website turned into a single picture and two buttons. You know, what happened in the 90s when all the websites were ugly and hideous and you never knew what you were going to get and it was interesting? Well, I guess it goes back to obsession over format, right? Yeah. Over formatting can make stuff boring. So format's useful, but it only goes so far. So there we go. To format or not to format. That is the title of this podcast. Well, here's what happened. Tesseract, the developers for it, I'd go in and set all the colors, and then I'd do an update, and they'd completely cancel all the color changes that I made in their update. This is a problem I have with updates. Updates break things. The updates are not supposed to break things, guys. So I finally stopped using it. It was great. This guy, Tyler.com, awesome guy. He'd gone and explained front to finish how he does his websites. I've got a customer that uses it. It's great so far. But here's what happened. When WordPress updated from version 4 to version 5, it gained the ability to become the awesome, ideal, boring landing page. So Beaver Builder and Tesseract, which broke your customization all the time, and then Beaver Builder, which added a bureaucracy so that it could add another layer of bureaucracy, and then added a layer of bureaucracy on top of that to cut through all the bureaucracy, is this massive appendage. It's like hauling a trailer, just to hold your air conditioner for your... It's like putting the air conditioner on a trailer behind you and then using that as your air conditioner in your car, is what this was like. So that's not necessary anymore since WordPress updated to version 5. So with version 5... WordPress is beautiful enough that it can be the ideal landing page. So Beaver Builder and Tesseract were no longer necessary. Okay, all right. Some of these website companies out there are still using Beaver Builder to do what WordPress should be doing mostly by itself. If you're really good at stuff, just write your own theme, learn CSS like you're supposed to, create your own WordPress theme to make it do what you want it to do, so that it's not all this heavyweight, heavy stuff, bogging down the website using out-of-date tools. Use the new tools that are already there. There are so many web developers that have shams and scams. It's really sad. But I know these things because I do web development. People ask what I do. Okay. Some other things that happened this week that I noticed, while I'm over here in Taiwan, working on these things that I've been working on the past week, and I'm watching the news come in. Dennis Prager, gave a speech at CPAC. I did a video on that. Check it out. Dennis Prager says there's a difference between left and liberal. And I make a distinction between the difference of left and liberal. All conservatives have liberal values. And the left does not. The left is the destruction of everything, and you have to defeat the left. But liberals have good values. And I did this video where I explained, no, liberals just want people to think that they have good values. And I explained why. A lot of liberal people, like the voters, they think of themselves as liberals, and they are good people. But they, like Dennis, have bought the lie that liberal values are the good values. Oh, no. The good liberal values, quote unquote, good liberal values, are actually just the surface. They're just the chrome plated surface. Liberalism really is leftist under the chrome plating, and they're wonderful ideals. All the liberals want good things and they want to help people. Those are actually conservative values. And in the video I did this week about why Dennis Prager is wrong, he really is a conservative, I actually explain why. Okay, Rush Limbaugh talked this week about how the judges that were appointed by conservatives are voting left so that they can try to get along with the Democrats. No, Rush, I don't think SCOTUS is trying to get along with the Democrats. SCOTUS is the Supreme Court, for those of you in Reed Rapids who need to hear me say what you already know. The Supreme Court always, they don't vote right or left. And Roberts talks about this. But what Roberts won't tell you is the reason that the Supreme Court doesn't vote right or left. The Supreme Court doesn't vote liberal or conservative, right-wing or left-wing, Republican or Democrat, because the Supreme Court votes for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court wants the Supreme Court to be supreme and be known that it is supreme and to stay supreme. Now, they'll never tell you that. They see it as voting on the technical. Well, the issue here comes down to needing to focus on the procedure and what precedent, not president, but precedent we need to be setting for future court cases. And that's how they see it. But really, the Supreme Court, like Jesse Steele and like Private Pyle, votes to be different. They want to have some they'll break just to break. And it's about power. It's about asserting themselves. I think a lot of that is going on somewhere. I think, okay, see, now, Justice Clarence, I listen to you and your hearings with Chairman Bite Me. So I hope, Clarence, if you're listening, then I hope that, I hope that you at least see that I have somewhat of a point. What was this about Huawei? Oh, I have no idea what that's about. A Second Amendment is taken off throughout the country. Sheriffs. Okay, this is the last thing. Sheriffs. Can sheriffs go against the law? Well, sheriffs are democratically voted by the people. That's your direct democracy. So a sheriff, in theory, now I'm not fomenting downfall of the government like the left is with its lawlessness and riots, or like Obama was by fomenting, which is to encourage and talk in a way that encourages, like it, whatever you say, it has the effect of encouraging it. It's called fomenting. I'm not fomenting the downfall of the American government. I'm just talking as SCOTUS would, going my own way, because I vote for Jesse. Some guy in Taiwan, a skate park shop owner, asked me, because they're having rivals with the other skate shops. He said, "Who supports skaters in Taiwan?" And I said, I don't want to get involved in this. I said, "Jesse! Jesse supports skaters in Taiwan." And he just laughed and walked away, because he goes, "Okay, darn it, you know." So like SCOTUS, I'm voting for myself. And the point I want to make about sheriffs is technically sheriffs might be able to go against the Constitution. Maybe. I'm not I don't like that. They're sworn. I mean, the Constitution says sheriffs are sworn to uphold the Constitution. So maybe I'm wrong about that. But if anyone in the country could theoretically go against the Constitution, it theoretically could be the sheriff, maybe. I'm not, but if anybody could. But I do believe that sheriffs would be, if the federal government had gone completely against the Constitution and the people knew it, the sheriff might have more of a right to rise up and overthrow an illegal government occupying the federal government's control. The sheriff might be able to rise up sooner than the states could rise up to defend the Constitution if it came to that. Sheriffs are powerful. There's an old argument for the supremacy of sheriffs, because the sheriff is democratically elected by the local people, and he's the closest municipality that, well, you know, local government. He's the closest in the local government with the most homogeneous support of his people. And the sheriff has to enforce the will of his people. So, so I'm not siding with anybody on this. I kind of like the idea that sheriffs are flexing their power. I would rather that laws be changed rather than ignored. But I don't like the law enforcement changing that much just because a sheriff comes in. We need a nation of laws, not a nation of men, where the man in office changes, so everything else changes. No, we need a law keeping consistency and formatting. Okay, so there we go. So are the sheriffs taking the right path because they're messing with format, or not formatting? There's research for you. See you next week.